mandatory COVID vaccinations for students 12 and older. I'm Dick Uliano.
New tonight, singer R. Kelly guilty of sex trafficking and racketeering.
And on Wall Street, the Dow picks up 71.
It is 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. R. Kelly, guilty on all counts against him.
Today's guilty verdict forever brands R. Kelly as a predator who used his fame and fortune to prey on the young, the vulnerable, and the voiceless.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Jacqueline Kosoulis, the R&B singer now faces life in prison when he is sentenced next year. WCBS-TV's Alice Gaynor is at the federal courthouse in Brooklyn.
The trial began last month, and over the course of 6 weeks, the jury of 7 men and 5 women listened to 50 witnesses, 45 for the prosecution and 5 for the defense. The prosecution argued Kelly ran an enterprise of assistants, bodyguards, and others, all used to recruit, groom, and exploit underage girls, boys, and young women for his own sexual gratification. His lawyers argued the accusers are groupies and stalkers who sought to take advantage of his fame and lied on the witness stand.
President Biden is pushing for those who are able to get a booster, like anyone 65 and over, to get one. He got his today while also asking that Americans sign up for their first dose.
We know that to beat this pandemic and to save lives, to keep our children safe, our schools open, our economy going, we need to get folks vaccinated.
In New York, thousands of healthcare workers risk being out of a job after midnight if they don't get a jab. A state mandate says they need to have at least one vaccine shot by today. Some nurses protested on Long Island.
I believe myself to be more afraid of this vaccine than I am of COVID. It makes me want to cry. I gave 16 years, worked through the pandemic, came every day.
CBS News has learned President Biden spoke this afternoon with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. It comes as they move toward a vote dealing with infrastructure and social programs worth nearly $5 trillion while averting a government shutdown Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
What we're trying to do is hard. The president knows that. Nothing is guaranteed. He's an optimist by nature, but he's going to work this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, to do everything he can to engage with Democrats, with people with a range of positions to get this agenda moved forward.
A train that derailed over the weekend in Montana was going about 75 miles per hour, just under the speed limit. Investigators with the NTSB are there, including Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg.
I went out and walked the track with some of our investigators, and there is significant damage. Our experts are going to be really looking at that. They have a lot of experience in assessing track damage and looking at the damage of the wheels.
The Dow gained 71. This is CBS News.
Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Save up to 45% on Dell computers with Windows 10 Pro to succeed anywhere. Just call 877-ASK-DELL.
Good evening. So glad to have you with us on this pretty Monday, September the 27th. Blue sky, 75 degrees. I'm Hillary Howard.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story this hour is another possible vaccine mandate. This one is being considered in Montgomery County. Nearly 80% of county workers have already had at least one COVID shot, and WTOP's Kate Ryan is digging into the new proposal.
The bill being introduced before the Montgomery County Council would call for all county employees to get vaccinated, no opting out to get tested. Councilmember Will Jawando said some agencies with the lowest vaccination rates are in the public safety field.
Some of which interact with our public the most. And sometimes have to touch and be involved with bodily fluids and things. So I think there's actually a really important reason to move forward.
Jawando and Council President Tom Hucker said exemptions beyond the medical exemption language in the bill will be discussed. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Maryland has one of the highest COVID vaccination rates in the nation. And it's helped the state weather the surge of Delta variant. Now some key members of the Maryland Senate are calling for mandatory vaccinations of students 12 and older.
Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson of Baltimore is pleased with CDC data showing Maryland's rate of new COVID cases is the lowest in the nation.
And I think that that is something that is definitely worth celebrating.
But there's concern since school has started, the highest rate of increase of COVID cases is among school-aged children. Senator Ron Young of Frederick is urging the Hogan administration to mandate shots for students 12 and older.
I think we have the authority to do that. If we want to break this thing, we've got to start taking more bold steps.
State Health Secretary Dennis Schrader says the Hogan administration wants to respect autonomy of the school districts to make their own vaccine decisions. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
As COVID cases rise across Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam says he's working to encourage residents who are eligible to get that booster shot. Here's WTOP's Melissa Howe.
Right now, about 700,000 Virginians are eligible for the Pfizer booster. About half of them are healthcare workers. And right now, the Commonwealth is able to handle the demand.
As we get towards the end of October, that need will increase when we anticipate that the Moderna booster will be approved.
Virginia's vaccination coordinator, Dr. Danny Avula.
And then that'll probably overlap with the 5 to 11-year-olds. So we'll continue moving forward on these.
Governor Ralph Northam says his focus now is encouraging residents to step up.
All of that's in place, the infrastructure and the supplies. We've got everything that we need. We just need cooperation.
Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
New this evening, we've got an update on the number of norovirus cases at Georgetown University. The school says during the past week, 130 students, faculty, and staff have reported virus-like symptoms. The vast majority of people got better within 12 hours. They did not require medical treatment. Norovirus, as you probably know, is very contagious, and it has ugly gastrointestinal symptoms.
There's an effort underway to crack the case of who is throwing eggs at people in the Georgetown area. The latest reported attack was on a wedding party at Martin's Tavern.
The Hoya last reported on six separate eggings in their neighborhood, and since September 10th, at least nine more egging incidents in and around the Georgetown neighborhood have been reported. The perpetrator has been spotted in a red car and a black one as well. D.C. police are not yet scrambling to find the perpetrator since no victims have filed reports. They are not actively investigating, but anyone who is a victim of an egging should report it to Georgetown University Police or D.C. Police. Acacia James, WTOP News.
The murder rate in this country is soaring. We will talk to a criminal justice professor right after traffic and weather to find out why. 607.
If you're doing a big job or a small job, you want to hear from your contractor. You want to know every day what's going on. That is the signature exterior medics virtue. And when you're having siding replaced or windows done or any of that, the last thing you want is a surprise. And with exterior medics, there are no surprises.
Make the house you have the home you love. See what Exterior Medics can do for you at ExteriorMedics.com or give us a call at 703-552-5898.
When it comes to checkout, a Wells Fargo checking account and contactless debit card let you get right to it, like this.
All right, so today your total comes out to $18. Oh, speedy.
Or like this.
A soda and a bag of gummy worms. Yum. That'll be, oh, wow.
And like this.